Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Lauren Behrus, and I'm going to be presenting today on student surge capacity for outbreak investigation, otherwise known as Team EPI. And I'm coming from Columbia University's National Center for Disaster Preparedness within the Mailman School of Public Health. And first, I would just like to thank my colleagues, Dr. Stephen Morse, Yoon Soo Park, Akilah Bannister, and Karen Levin. Oops. I have no relationships to disclose. So the learning objectives for this survey were to assess the effectiveness of implementing student-based volunteers at health departments to enhance outbreak investigations, to measure the impact of graduate health profession students in a student epidemiologic surge capacity program, and finally, to list best practices associated with the development and implementation of a student epidemiologic surge capacity program in partnership with a local or state Department of Health. So just a quick overview. I'll go over the history of the collaboration, the Team EPI program overview, the basis for evaluation, the results, and then we'll end with discussion. So the history of collaboration. Outbreak needs often exceed available staff within the Bureau of Communicable Disease at the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, which is a large urban health department. And so this collaboration was brought together between the New York City Department of Health and Columbia University's Center for Public Health Preparedness, which is within the umbrella institution of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness at Columbia University. And it has been running successfully since 2004 and was designed to accommodate the surge capacity needs of the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene during outbreak investigations. And we can hear from the previous presentations that by training the graduate students, it's the next step after the curriculum we just learned about. Now that they're learning it in much earlier stages of their lives, this will kind of be the final go. Infectious disease outbreaks are very resource intensive also, and the Department of Health usually has a disruption of their normal work schedule as a result of these outbreaks, and so it often requires more personnel than they have available, which is what also shown in our earlier presentations, that there is a low supply of epidemiologists available, and so this program brings other resources to the table. And so by recruiting capable public health students to assist with these outbreak response and related public health surveillance, effective resources are provided and for the Department of Health augmenting the workforce. And not only does this program provide valuable resources, but the model also strengthens students' interest in public health practice by providing hands-on training and frontline experience in the field. So we began with a pilot program in the summer of 2004 in which 12 students from the Mailman School participated. And then moving forward, students were recruited via flyers and emails, and we have recruitments 3 times a year for participating in the training. And to date, we've had about 400 students trained. So again, large outbreaks require quick turnaround, and volunteer availability allows the staff to focus on such things as data analysis, interpretation of the results, and plan to move forward with control and interventions. So the students in the program have had the opportunity to partake in case investigations, case interviewing, data cleaning, data entry, development of databases. And some examples, a group of students conducted health messaging at several live bird markets, and then some quick examples of outbreak investigations were in May 2008, there was an outbreak of salmonella that the students were able to participate in, and in a Brooklyn restaurant in February of 2009, there was another foodborne outbreak investigation. And so most recently, the students were able to take part in a health disparities project being conducted by the New York City Department of Health, which the patients who had the flu during the fall and were not hospitalized were then compared to those who were hospitalized, looking at both clinical and demographic information. So a survey was conducted, which was the basis for the evaluation, to see how the program has enhanced the classroom experiences of those who have participated, how it has enhanced their work experiences, and then finally, how the program has assisted our partner organization. So similar to the previous presentation, we used SurveyMonkey and then analyzed the data with Stata, and I used Excel to create some of the graphs, as you'll see. But just a quick overview of the survey. A few questions were asked of all who had participated in the program thus far, and they were asked, while participating in Team EPI, were you also working in the public health field? Before enrolling in Team EPI, did you have prior public health work experience? And then just more information about how they feel it has enhanced their program. And all of the questions were yes, no, or not applicable. And then if it was a yes, no, they were able to further explain. So just a quick look at the group. So we had 120 responses. Of those, 105 were female and 15 were male. A majority of them did come from the epidemiology department, but you can see we also had, there were actually 56 from epidemiology, and then the next largest group were 23 from sociomedical sciences, 12 from population and family health, and biostatistics and environmental health sciences had a few, and then also from other that totaled about 15, and that can be either joint programs within two departments, or also we have students from Columbia SIPA, which is School of International and Public Affairs, also the medical school. We even more recently have had more students from NYU take part in this program, and then we also have the training program through the Department of Health, which is known as HRTP, so a few students come from that as well. Looking at the number of years in the public health field, not including school, a majority of them did actually have one to three years of experience, about 51 there, and then 44 had greater than three, and then 22 had no prior work experience, and three said not applicable. Also, I don't have a graph to represent this, but 57 total were working while in Team EPI, and 47 were not working while in Team EPI, and then 62 of those who had responded said they had prior work experience, and 47 didn't. And the numbers don't add up to 120 because for those last two parts, 10 skipped the question and a few answered not applicable. So when looking at the outcomes of the survey, we wanted to see, has the program enhanced the classroom experience? And for this question, 110 of the students responded. And you can see, based on this graphical representation, that those who responded were significantly more likely to have an enhanced experience in their classroom as a result of participating in Team EPI, and those who did not respond were more likely to say that the program did not enhance their classroom experience. And by respond or not respond, that means when there's an outbreak investigation, call for volunteers, whether or not they were able to actually respond and take part in the outbreak investigation. And then so next, looking at how it has enhanced the work experience, we had 104 respond to this. And again, it shows a significantly greater enhancement in those who were able to respond to outbreak investigations. We were able to run a logistic regression as well. And so controlling, I know there are a lot of numbers, so I'll try to tell you where to focus. But ultimately, just controlling for all factors such as age, gender, department, whether or not they had prior work experience, there was no significant results. However, if you look down at the part that talks about whether or not they responded, the results were significant in where the students were four times more likely to have an increased enhancement in school than those who did not respond, and those who, you can see the 4.38, and then the 7.81 shows that those students who responded were about eight times more likely to have an enhanced work experience based on the program. And so in the open-ended question, there was some feedback from the students. And just to go over a few of their responses, one student said that Team EPI helped them gain an understanding of public health in an applied setting. Another student indicated that it provided them with hands-on experience and allowed them to understand what it takes to really work in the field and how you can only learn so much from textbooks, but this program helps you actually go out into the field and put your skills to work. Another student said they gained a greater understanding in their interest in working investigations and outbreaks. And finally, another student said the experience translates into other public health areas, not just in that field. So interestingly enough, the biggest complaint was that there are not enough opportunities for the students to take part, which is obviously dependent on the number of outbreaks we see in the city. So just real quick. Also, we were able to do a brief survey of the people who work at the Department of Health who actually collaborate with us. And there are only a few of them that actually do work with us, but we still wanted to get their feedback. And based on the survey results from that, it suggested that the students do provide a useful surge capacity during outbreak response and are sufficiently prepared for the tasks. And the students, for their part, the students enjoy the opportunity of frontline experience in public health and being a part of the actual response, as you can see by these responses here. And the Department of Health staff actually has shown that even though the students aren't involved in necessarily every area of the outbreak investigation, they said they're willing to open up their roles and expanding the program in the future to assisting with community case control studies, communicating with the public on risk or health education, performing surveillance such as data management and evaluation analysis, and also evaluation of point of distribution exercises and drills. So overall, the conclusion is that the program Team EPI is really an invaluable and essential surge capacity resource for the New York City Department of Health in particular, and has proven popular and mutually beneficial for both the students and those who work within the Department of Health. And a number of those involved in the program actually have gone on to become department employees at the Department of Health. And so there are actually a few other schools that have programs running right now. The University of Texas School of Public Health has a very successful program running, and also University of North Carolina has Team EPI Aid. And so this is a program that has caught on quite a bit throughout the country, and all programs really focus on practical skills and preparing students for real life experiences. And also at the Columbia program, we have a confidentiality training component, which is another unique aspect. And so moving forward, specifically with the Columbia program, we're hoping to expand out into a statewide program, because the University of Texas, actually, they focus both on the cities and then statewide as well. And so there's room for expansion, but so far, so good. Thank you very much, and if you have any questions, feel free to visit our website.